American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I love this. The Carr Firearms Group Studios. The Lead Slingers microphone. This is the Sunday broadcast, the Monster Cast. Every bit of it presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior AM best A-rated carrier. Get off the gimmicky stuff and get real coverage for your real life. I have a lineup for you today that I've been waiting for all week. And, you know, it's kind of like this when you're doing live radio. You never know everything's going to pop together until it kind of pops together. Well, it popped together about 15 minutes ago. I went ahead and took a shot and put it out there anyway because I knew who was coming on and I knew they were going to step up to the plate with me all across the board. But in this hour, coming up in just a few minutes, I'll be introducing Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He is coming to us from CPAC. So we've got a lot to talk about with Alan. We're going to cram it in within 30 minutes. Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. New and used pistols and revolvers. Always a fun segment with her. What was the best sellers in February? Hour two. Ooh, this is going to be a good one too. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels. The Epic Times, he was featured in a piece at the Epic Times. He's made some national news around the country just ripping apart Biden's immigration plan. What does immigration have to do with guns? It has everything to do with your gun rights, and we'll explain that in the next hour. But you know what was fun? I did a ride along with Mark Daniels not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, pre-scamdemic, dem-panic pandemic. And I rode around Cochise County and I attended meetings in Sierra Vista with the crew and the neighbors and the families of people who lost family members due to murdered in cases that you've read about in the paper. I met the folks down there with Sheriff Daniels. I attended that meeting, that town hall, and sitting to my left in the front row was my good friend, Major League Baseball legendary hurler, soon to be, I promise you, soon to be Hall of Famer, Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling wants to join this program today with Mark Daniels and myself. So hour two is going to be huge because we were there and you're going to get just an earful of everything that we saw and what we're up against now. What Mark is going to tell you is going to shock you as an American citizen. And of course, we've got the classic roundtable coming up in hour three. Let's get it all started right now with our good friend, Alan Gottlieb, who is coming to us from a very long few days in Orlando, Florida, down in my neck of the woods at CPAC. Alan Gottlieb, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Mark. It's good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you. Thank you. I know how busy you've been, Alan, and I just can't thank you enough for giving us your time every week. Let's talk, first of all, you're in Orlando. You're at CPAC. How did it go? You were there for the whole thing. You sit on the board. What do we need to know? What are we hearing down there?
Well, it was a great CPAC, and quite frankly, at this point, I wish they'd move them all from Washington, D.C. and have them all in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, the right. Weather was better. The enthusiasm was phenomenal. Of course, the venue wasn't as big, so it was less people, but it was overpacked and sold out. In fact, one of the funny stories is that President Trump wanted to bring a few people with him, and we couldn't because the fire marshal was very insistent that we couldn't add anybody else into the room whatsoever. And as a result, he couldn't bring a few of his close friends with him. What I was really surprised at, what amazed me, was outside of CPAC on Orlando's International Drive in front of the hotel, running for miles, were thousands of citizens that lined the streets with Trump banners and signs, along with cars and trucks with waving with Trump flags, going up and down the street a day before Trump even got there, staying out there over 24 hours ahead of time just to get a glimpse of him coming in, driving into the Hyatt Regency in Orlando for CPAC. And that's just amazing. Those are people that weren't CPAC attendees directly. Those are mostly people who live in the state of Florida who came just for that. And it was amazing to watch that many people. He's not sitting as president anymore. He's not campaigning for president. These people showed up all out of their own. It was really something to see.
I'm not going to open a can of worms here, okay? But in hindsight, years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to wonder what happened, because Trump filled rally after rally after rally with tens of thousands of people, and Biden couldn't draw 20 people in vehicles. Don't tell me that means nothing. It does. And I believe in the future we'll find out exactly what that meant. But what you just said, I think, is just more evidence of that fact. So obviously gun rights were on the agenda at CPAC. People were talking about it. I know it's a huge agenda issue right now. Can you tell us anything new from your attendance at CPAC that maybe we don't yet know?
Well, obviously, legislation isn't introduced at CPAC, and the bad guys control Congress. And so, I can't tell you anything inside baseball for what's really happening in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., that was exposed to CPAC. We all know what the bad guys are doing there. But what was amazing to me also, Mark, was if you took a look at the various issues and think of what people are talking about, at the top of the list was Biden's assault on the Second Amendment. And that's what had people concerned more than anything else.
Okay, that's a positive. Okay. The reason that's a positive. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, but one of the reasons for that as well is the theme and all, is America uncanceled. But the agenda pretty much highlighted how they're trying to cancel, not just culture, but the Bill of Rights. And it went through virtually the whole Bill of Rights, mm-hmm. on what the Democrats and Biden are doing to attack our Bill of Rights. And, of course, the one area of attack that they're attacking the most is the Second Amendment. So it isn't surprising that was on the top of everybody's mind.
Yeah, it's not a shock at all. You know what I find interesting? You might not know this because you were there and you were wrapped up very busy at CPAC, but Twitter is just filled with idiot progressive socialist Marxist communists masquerading now as Democrats all over the Twitter sphere, with the CPAC being a Nazi symbol, and they're throwing this all over the place, and they're now trying to cancel the Hyatt for hosting a Nazi group. And this is how bad it's gotten, Alan.
Yeah, I did see all that. We talked about it at CPAC. The intolerance of the left is unbelievable. I mean, it's like they don't only want your Second Amendment rights canceled, they want your First Amendment rights canceled as well.
And apparently they want the Hyatt out of business now. I mean, it's just remarkable what we're seeing from America's left, but not really. If you've been watching the show for 13 years, none of this surprises you. It's shocking to see, but it's not surprising, if that makes sense. Alan, let's start with some court victories. Let me briefly take you to the Ninth Circuit Court, because an en banc panel has agreed to hear the magazine ban case, which we've won twice in the lower courts, saying that the magazine ban in California is unconstitutional. But it's going to be about a year before we get a decision. But the fact that they've agreed to hear that with the change in the court now because of Donald Trump, I know it's random, but it could really work out well for us, could it not?
Well, unfortunately, the Ninth Circuit is still one of the circuits that's not totally flipped in our direction. And on an en banc panel, the odds are not with us. Okay. I mean, there is a chance that we could win it en banc, but there's a good chance that we don't win it as well. This is a case that may be queued up to the Supreme Court eventually, and at that point, I think we do win it. But this is a continuing fight with liberal judges. They wouldn't take the appeals court decision the three judges that ruled in our favor. They have to try en banc to overturn it, and they've overturned this as historically what they do. We've had a lot of wins in the Ninth Circuit, the appeals court level, but then the en banc panels try to overturn them constantly. So to be expected.
To be expected. Nothing out of the ordinary there. But this does cue up viewers and listeners for a Supreme Court showdown, no doubt about it. And as you just heard Mr. Gottlieb say, if it makes it that far, well, here's what's going to happen. If the en banc panel does rule in our favor for some reason, you're not going to see California push this to the Supreme Court. For the same reason we didn't see what happened. Now, we don't have enough time to go into that, but the D.C. case, the Wren case in D.C., same thing. They don't want it overturned at the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court looks good for us. That's hopeful. We're hopeful about that. All right, Alan, another court victory in Washington State. These are big. People don't understand just how important Washington is to gun rights, because it's just kind of way out there and far left field, literally. But it is a proving ground for the left. Go for it.
Well, one of the things the anti-gunners have been doing is trying to pierce and destroy preemption laws all across the country. And the Bloomberg people, along with the Everytown Group, along with the Brady Center, cajole the city of Edmonds, Washington, a suburb of Seattle, to try to violate preemption by forcing people to lock up their guns in a way they could never use them for self-defense. We challenged it in court. We won at the lower court level. We didn't win at all, but we won. The court struck down the main provision of their law, which really rendered it ineffective. And they appealed to the appeals court, which not only struck down that part, but it struck down the rest of it as well. And we took it out, and it's really important because it impacts the Seattle case. It's similar to its ongoing, plus cases across the country and other states.
That's called a wipeout, is what that's called. Listeners, we're talking with Alan Gottlieb from CPAC in Orlando, closed out today. We've got another segment with him. Don't go away. I've got a lot of questions for him. We're just going to cram it all in as best we can. Back right after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back. Inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Car Firearms Group Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on, I guess, nearing 260 radio stations now. I'm losing count. But I think we just added another 26. And by the way, one of those cities that just added 1400 AM, Clarksville, Tennessee, you guys are putting up a Second Amendment proclamation in your town. God bless you and welcome to the show. It's great to be in another Second Amendment loving city. And we're going to fight for you. We got your back. No doubt about it. You have ours doing what you're doing already. So great stuff. 1400 AM, Clarksville, Tennessee. We appreciate it. We love you guys. That's a Nashville suburb too, I think, by the way. So good to see you there. And all of this. All of this on the Ledslinger's Whiskey Microphone is being brought to you today by X Insurance. More about that later because we're going to be doing, I believe, another massive deal outside where everybody can get together with X. I'll have just a tease on that in a little bit. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation down in Orlando, Florida, wrapping up CPAC. Alan, when are you heading back to the Great Pacific Northwest?
Immediately.
Are you heading back? Are you taking a red eye tonight or are you coming out tomorrow?
Red eye. I got work on my desk.
Boy, I know you do. And you know what? That work that he does, visitors, listeners, is on behalf of us. Alan, I've got one of the new TV spots. I'm going to play this because it's queued up. Now, when it's a CCR, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms television spot. It's going to be running where and how often? Where can people see it?
Okay, well, before I say that, you know, next week will be week 8 that the Second Amendment Foundation has been running national TV spots exposing the Biden-Harris administration and what they want to do. Now the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Arms is joining it with a national TV campaign going after House Bill 127, which does everything, and the part that I hate the most is that as a gun owner, you have to go through a government-approved psychological test to own a firearm, and not just you, but everybody in your household. And so the Citizens Committee is starting that spot nationally. It's going to be next week. It's going to be airing on Fox News, Fox Business, CNBC, and MSNBC, CNN, the History Channel, the Comedy Channel, the Weather Channel, the Outdoor Channel, the Sportsman Channel, and a bunch of others. Well over a dozen networks nationally will be hearing that spot. And of course, I'm excited about it because you voiced it.
And your voice will be
there on national television. Thank you very much for all the work and help you do for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Your Arms, particularly in this case of stopping House Bill 127.
Well, just being on the board is to work with you is enough. But let me play the spot because this is going to be, let's just start when, next week? This coming week?
Yeah, this coming week. I'm really excited to see the results of it.
All right, well, here we go. And maybe you recognize the voice, as Alan just said. Democrats are attempting to implement radical gun legislation that infringes on your Second Amendment rights, and we urgently need you to take action now. House Bill 127 has been introduced and could be voted on in coming weeks. This bill includes mandatory gun registration, license requirement to possess a firearm and ammunition, invasive psychological government evaluation of you and your family, mandatory firearm insurance, bans numerous rifles, shotguns, and magazines over 10 rounds, mandatory minimum prison sentences and fines for any gun owner that does not comply. We must stand up against this attempt to take away your Second Amendment rights. Take action now by going to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747. Your right to own a gun is on the line. Go to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747 to pledge your support to save your right to keep and bear arms. Join the fight now to protect your Second Amendment rights. All right. Now, that's kind of fun. And that ad, now, the visuals that go with that are really telling, because you've got a lot of the visuals of Sheila Jackson Lee, who, by the way, Biden couldn't say her name today. It was really scary to watch. It really was. It was sad, quite frankly. It was really sad to see. But, Alan, this would have never even been a conversation had Trump been reelected. This crazy lunatic puts garbage up like this every year in the House, and nobody talks about it because it doesn't stand a chance. But now, with these nutbags in charge, we're doing television commercials to stop this stuff.
Yeah, because it's in free fall. I mean, with the Democrats control of the House, they can pass anything they want. Sheila Jackson Lee, now, after all the years she's been there, has a lot of seniority, has a lot of sway over Nancy Pelosi. With the Democrats controlling the House and Vice President Harris casting the deciding votes, breaking ties, who will support any kind of gun ban bill, and Biden as well. I mean, we are under assault. I want to make sure this stops the gun owners. Really, it's just the kind of threats the Democrats are posing here with their gun legislation. And again, I'd like to point out, there's not one Democrat in Congress who's come out in opposition to this bill.
That right there is telling. Not one. So pipe dream all you want. We're going to change everything. No, you're not. The Democrats are not willing to play games. They're not willing to change. They are the party of gun control. Alan, before I ask you about North Carolina and another court victory, how are you thrilled to see people like Boebert coming out of Rifle, Colorado, keeping the right to bear arms in the forefront in a positive light and getting a ton of media attention in the process?
Well, I'm glad she's out there. Her vote's really important. I'm not so sure, I'll be honest, that I think her style always helps us, especially with the people in the middle that we need to be able to win this issue. She's obviously on the front line, and I appreciate that greatly. But sometimes being in your face doesn't work outside our hardcore supporters.
Okay. So, listeners, there's a reason I asked that question, okay? We're going to talk about that later in the week, about Lauren Boebert. All right. So that was the setup. Alan, North Carolina. We got a court victory in North Carolina, another one?
Yeah, SAF won the victory in Washington State we talked about earlier. This is the second one in North Carolina. We initially won this case with a temporary restraining order against a sheriff who refused to issue permits to purchase or carry because of the pandemic, and he didn't want his staff working, so to speak. And, of course, SAF sued North Carolina a number of years ago in Bateman versus Purdue and knocked out under their emergency powers law. We knocked it out so they couldn't enforce it against gun rights. Anyway, he went off the reservation, so to speak. We sued him. We temporarily got the restraining order. Now they went back to court to try and dismiss the rest of the case, saying that it's now moot because they're now issuing the permits. And the court said, no. They're entitled to damages and, injunction against you ever doing it in the future and their attorney's fees. And we're going to set a court date and come back and see how much you have to pay the Second Amendment Foundation.
I've seen those checks with my own eyes. Listeners, viewers, I have. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've actually held one of the checks from Chicago. And it was a wonderful thing to see. So congratulations on that victory. All right, with a couple minutes, about a minute with half what we have left, you're down in Washington. You got a red-eyed long day, long night. Alan, fighting for us every single day. Thank you so much on behalf of millions of Armed American Radio fans around the country and supporters of Second Amendment. You've got 20 seconds. What do we need to know? Tell us.
Well, I just want to say it was very rewarding being at CPAC and having people come up and thanking me. It helps give me the energy levels to keep out there doing this fight. I can't think of anything more rewarding that I could be doing, and I really appreciate support from your listeners for our activities, SAF.org for anybody who wants to help. And we're out there on the front line, and I'm going to make sure that the Biden administration doesn't get away with destroying our rights.
The man behind the curtain, ready to sue on your behalf when Biden goes too far. That's Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Wow. Unbelievable stuff. Thank you, Alan. SAF.org. SAF.org. We'll take couch change. We'll see you in just a couple minutes back after the break with Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We'll talk some hardware.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
I love Andy Hoosier. Flat out love Andy Hoosier. In fact, I love him so much we're going to bring him back to the program this week. I was supposed to be on his program Friday after my show, but because of some construction going on and a couple teams that happened to be there at that time, I couldn't. And I hated not doing that with Andy, but we did have a tremendous amount of fun. Oh, you know, I was on with the American Adversaries guys on the Carl Jackson show when they were sitting in for Carl, who was setting up a CPAC. I jumped on with those guys earlier in the week and had a blast with those guys. So that was wonderful. That was Friday afternoon. We spent an hour together. That was a lot of fun. If you heard the interview, it was just fun. It was cut loose. It was great stuff. Make sure you go back and check out Carl Jackson. If you're in Wichita, I love you guys. Wichita's big talker, KQAM. You got a good one at Andy Hoosier. Welcome back to the program. Here we are. Carr Firearms Group Studios, the Lead Slingers microphone, all of it presented by X. And tomorrow, this will be the gunbroker.com studios on the Crossbreed microphone as well, presented by X Insurance. And joining me right now from gunbroker.com, one of my favorite people on earth, and that is Patricia Huff. Patricia, welcome. Thank you for being here. Always a pleasure.
Happy to be here, Mark.
You know what I love about this, doing this live with you now? Because you've noticed the last two times we've done this, I haven't had the opportunity to see the list. It's come to me, but I haven't been able to go in because it hasn't been put up on GunGenius.com. Tomorrow, people can go up to GunGenius.com and look at this, right?
Yeah, it'll launch right after midnight tonight.
Okay, perfect. So let's get started. And I have a feeling that you know that this was intentional. I think you know what I'm talking about. We'll figure it out as we go through the list. Revolvers used. You want to start there? Is that okay?
How about revolvers new first?
How about we do revolvers? Let's do revolvers new first. Let's do revolvers new. New, number five. Yeah, what was I thinking about? You know what it was? I didn't have it all the way down the page. That's why. So that's what was showing up first. So let's do revolvers new. Taurus 856 is number five. And these are the top five bestsellers in these categories for the month of February at GunBroker. Go ahead.
That's right. So the Taurus model 856 is a scaled up version of model 85. The model 85 is a five-shot revolver that comes in several configurations, including blued steel, stainless steel, polymer frame, and ultralight. Model 856 is different, though, because it holds six shots instead of five.
I love that. You know, Taurus has got one of the best line of revolvers that are priced right. Okay, and I know the market's going a little bit nuts right now, but you get a lot of revolver for a great price with Taurus, no question. All right, number four, and this is a very popular gun. Obviously, it's number four on the list, but Taurus 513, the Raging Judge Magnum. Ooh.
Yeah, another Taurus. The Raging Judge Magnum is a medium to large frame revolver chambered. Well, so it's chambered for three things: 45 ACP, 410, or 454 Casual. And I love the Judge for self defense and home protection. I think it's a fabulous idea.
I don't think I'll get a lot of pushback when I mention that this gun is perfect for a carjacking defense. It's ideal in any of those calibers, but in particular, I like it that way in the 410, and I've got one. I love the gun. Number three, the Colt King Cobra is so beautiful. I looked at this gun and number one a couple days ago. I actually found one on a shelf. Go for it.
Right. So Colt's double action, single action 357 Magnum King Cobra debuted in 2019. And it's a six shooter that has an interchangeable front ramp sight, full length snag free ejector, and transfer bar safety to prevent accidentally discharging the gun if it's dropped. And the King Cobra builds on the success of the 38 Special Colt Cobra lineup that relaunched in 2017.
2017 already. That's 2017.
I know.
Wow. I cannot believe that it's been, it seems like yesterday. You know, Patricia, when I look back and think the first Armed American Radio was April 26th, coming up on an anniversary here, not too distant. And it was 2009 and it's 2021. I mean, that just sounds really
blows your mind, doesn't it?
It really, really does. It really is mind-boggling, and to think these numbers is just crazy. All right, number two, Heritage. This gun is on the list all the time, somewhere,
all the time,
and that tells you something. It's the Heritage Arms Rough Rider. Tell us about it.
That's right. The Rough Rider Rimfire Revolver is an American-made single-action 22 that pays homage to the Old West. It's built tough with excellent workmanship, accuracy, and quality that will really turn heads. And so today, I looked these up around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I saw one starting at a penny with no reserve.
A penny with no reserve. And I haven't looked at these because I haven't had a chance during the day today to take a look at the prices on these. I'll do that. I'll probably do it tonight because I'm drinking sugar-free Red Bull and Defender coffee, so I'll probably be up all night looking at these prices. But when you see no reserve, that means when the auction closes, it's done. That's it. It's going to sell at that price, okay? That's good when you don't see a reserve. And number one, I'm telling you, this is a setup.
It's always number one.
It's always number one. But this way, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's number one twice. It's the Colt Python.
Yep. New for 2020, Colt Python does a nice job of reimaging the 357 Magnum six-shooter revolver that's hewn from modern stainless steel alloys. The gun's elevated barrel shroud with longitudinal lightning ports make it absolutely eye-catching. And, Mark, I'm going to tell you this. At 1 o'clock today, I saw this with a pearl handle. One penny, no reserve. I looked for it just before I called in and couldn't find it. So somebody's already on top of that one.
Yeah, that gun is not going to last. I looked at one on consignment at one of my local shops, the shop you and I both went to. And
oh, right.
Yeah, and, you know, it was on consignment for a fair price. I think it was a 19, late 60s, I believe. But it was, you know, as you see Colt Pythons, they're just in mint condition. They are absolutely beautiful. People take care of these guns. And it was a little bit pricier, a little bit out of my price range. But it's good to see them out there. All right. Time
well,
essence.
They're built to last, too.
I mean, ask Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead. I mean, that's what he carries. Okay.
That's right.
Revolvers used. Let's move through this one quick. Number five, the Taurus 513 Raging Judge Magnum. Just moved positions.
Already talked about that one. Number five on this list, number four on the previous list.
And number four is the Colt King Cobra. So these two, when you see these on duplicate lists like this, that means the guns are very popular and people are looking for them and they're selling over there. Okay. Keep that in mind when you're looking at gunbroker.com. You should check them out. Gunbroker.com. It's free. Number three, this one was not on the previous list, and that's the Ruger Vaquero.
You haven't seen this before. So Vaqueros is Spanish for cowboy, and the six-round cylinder single-action Ruger Vaquero revolvers are chambered for 357 Magnum, 45 Colt, 9mm, and 44 Remington Magnum. And there are various options falling into four groups, blued, stainless, Bisley, SASS, totaling over 25 Vaquero models.
They're gorgeous guns. Do we have a price on this by any chance?
Yeah, so I saw one for $525, no reserve, and you can use GunBroker Pay to pay for this particular gun.
Okay, $525, no reserve. And GunBroker Pay is just basically your currency to pay, right?
That's right. It's our new payment platform that makes it easier and safer for buyers and sellers to transact on GunBroker.com.
We have 30 seconds. Ruger Blackhawk, and I'll tell you why, because number one was the Colt Python again. So number two, the Ruger Blackhawk. Go for it. 20 seconds.
Yep. So the Ruger Blackhawk is a family of six-shot single-action revolvers that come in a variety of calibers, barrel lengths, grips, and finishes, and weights, which virtually guarantees that there's a model to meet the needs of all of today's single-action shooters.
And here's the deal. The semi-auto new Colt Python. I'm sorry, not the semi, the revolver new, excuse me, the revolver. Colt Python, new and used, number one. There's a reason for that. That was a setup, I'm telling you. Everybody knows that's the gun I want. I'll show it to you on camera when I eventually pick it up. We'll be back with Patricia Huff. We're going to cover semi-auto new and semi-auto used right after this. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day across the country. And tomorrow I will be in the gunbroker.com studios, and I will be on the Crossbeat Holsters microphone. Almost missed that one up there, right? All presented by X Insurance. Today we're in the Car Firearms Group studio, and we are on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone, again, being presented to you by X Insurance. Please make sure to check out all of our sponsors. I'll have more about that in the next hour. Suffice to say, you heard this segment being brought to you by Defender Coffee. The guys at Defender Coffee are doing an amazing, amazing job with their products, and they're expanding. Right now you can use the promo code buy 3, get 1 free, buy 3, get 1 free, over at defendercoffee.com. And when the AAR promo code, you can still use the AAR promo code if you want, you get 15% off. But if you want to do like I do, I get the 5-pound bags now. That's a lot of coffee. I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. That's a ton of coffee, okay? But we drink a ton of coffee around here. I just don't think we're drinking 5 pounds of it every 28 days or 30 days. But nonetheless, it's a really good bargain, and the profits I send to the Second Amendment Foundation. So great coffee. And support Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation by drinking great coffee? It's a no-brainer. DefenderCoffee.com. All right. Patricia Huff, welcome back inside the studios. Let's move down the rest of this list because this is fun territory. I love these parts of this. People, I get email all the time. Love when you guys talk about the guns that I can't get and can't find. At least I like to know that they're out there. Where do you want to start with semi-auto used or new? You take it.
Let's start with new.
All right, we'll stay on the list. Number five, Ruger 5.7.
Yeah, the Ruger 5.7 is a large, lightweight polymer frame pistol. It holds 20 rounds of 5.7 millimeter ammunition. And the Ruger 57 bears a resemblance to the Ruger Security 9. And they have some features in common, like Ruger's secure action trigger.
The price on that Ruger, am I putting you on the spot because the list is not up yet?
Nope. No, so I saw it today at 315, no reserve.
315, no reserve. Okay, all right. I like those Rugers. I don't have that in my safe. Number four, I'm thinking while I'm doing this. Number four, this is a very popular gun. I've got one of these, the Sig Sauer P365.
The SIG P365 is a striker-fired micro-compact and is the company's micro-compact semi-automatic 9mm pistol with a full-sized high-capacity 10+1 configuration and flush magazine. The P365 fits between carry gun and a micro-conceal gun.
Okay, price on that gun.
Saw it at $115, no reserve, and okay. On that particular listing, they were offering layaway.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That means you can go in and pay for it and whenever you want when you agree on the price. Smith, now the next three of these and really the used list, too, is a lot of fun. But I mean, it's just fun for me because I know these guns so well. I've owned them all. The Smith & Wesson M&P 9 Shield, wildly popular gun right now. No surprise that it's on the list, I should say.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The Smith & Wesson M&P 9 Shield is a compact semi-automatic 9mm pistol. It was introduced in 2016. This gun takes the best features of Smith & Wesson's full-size semi-automatic pistols and incorporates them into a small, compact, lightweight gun.
A lot of people like the gun because it's really easy to rack the slide on that gun. My dad moved over to that gun for that reason as well. The number two, no argument here, but the number one, it's number two on this, but it's the number one, I think, selling. And I'm sure that's changing now. Maybe. I don't know. It might have been a while ago. I'll have to look at some new numbers. If you know it, send it to me, marketarmedamericanradio.org. But one of the most wildly popular concealed carry guns ever made, and that's the Glock 19, the venerable Glock 19 at number two.
And I have one of these, so I'm a fan. The Glock G19 is a 15+1 capacity striker-fired 9mm semi-automatic pistol that it's a slightly smaller brother of Glock's G17 and thus has many similarities. A key commonality is its Spartan architecture that has resulted in creating a reliable, accurate, and affordable semi-automatic pistol.
With 15+1, if you're into the +1 thing, I'm not into the +1 with my Glocks because of the takedown. That's just my own thing. But 15 rounds in a Glock 19 at a really affordable price, it's a great gun. No wonder it's a number one bestseller. And number one, the Glock G43X. No surprise to see that one on the list either.
Yeah, so the G43X takes the amazingly popular subcompact G43 pistol and gives you a more comfortable experience thanks to a slightly extended grip frame, part of Glock's Streamline series. The single-stack G43X is designed for ultimate ergonomic comfort for a wide range of hand sizes.
One of my favorite new Glocks, and I am shocked we haven't seen it on any list, is the 48, and we haven't seen it on the list yet.
Haven't seen it yet.
It'll pop up. It's coming. Semi-auto used. Let's go to number five. We've got plenty of time. Number five, and this is the Ruger SR1911.
So if you've ever wanted a 1911 9mm with high-tech 21st century styling, then you need to consider the Ruger SR1911. The tight fit and finish are stellar, and the manufacturing tolerances are jewel-like. Mm-hmm. Pull back the slide, and it tracks like it's on rails with no wobble or play.
It's gorgeous and no fluff and buff. I mean, it's a reliable gun. It's flat out a reliable gun. That's why it's on this list. Okay, now number four, three, and two are interesting because mine's not on it. I love every one of these, Mine's the P938, but it's not on here. Number four is the SIG P238.
Yeah, so the SIG Sauer P238 is a compact 380 ACP caliber single action pistol announced by SIG Sauer at the 2009 SHOT Show. And it's modeled after the M1911 and is similar to the Colt Mustang.
A beautiful gun with beautiful action, a 380, but gorgeous. Number three.
Hey, I like 380. People
nothing wrong with it.
Are not a fan of it. I'm a big fan of 380.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. I can bring you case after case after case of one-stop shots with a 380.
That's
famously
right.
I mean there's tons of them. Don't listen, anytime somebody says you carry a little 22, my response is, well, go stand 6 feet in front of me, I'll put one in your forehead and two in your chest, I want you to tell me how you feel afterwards. Nobody wants to get
That's
shot
right.
by anything. It's a joke, but it's a great gun. Then I have no problem with that 380 as well either. Number three, the SIG P229, another great gun by SIG. We have 30 seconds, we got to move quick.
Oh, gosh, the SIG P229 has long been known as a highly reliable and extremely well-crafted handgun. It continues to be used by U.S. Air Marshal Service, Border Patrol agencies, and Presidential Secret Service. And its sister gun, the P226, has also been a favorite of the U.S. Navy, of the U.S. Navy SEALs. And we'll talk about that next at number two.
And number one is probably the gun that everybody has to have in their safe if they have a gun collection and they live in America, and that's the Colt 1911. We've got enough time. We've got about another 20. Tell us about it real quick.
Commonly referred to as the M1911, the Colt 1911 is a single-action semi-automatic pistol that is actively used by the military in many countries, including the United States. The U.S. military originally made it standard issue for several reasons, in part due to its stopping power, reliability, durability, accuracy, and feel.
And every other 1911 design you've known since has followed that. That says it all. And where is it on the list? Number one.
Number one. Number one.
Patricia Huff, thank you so much for being here. We did it. We got it all in. I love live radio. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com. Make sure to visit gunbroker.com. Sign up. It's free. Coming up in the next hour, Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend, and Sheriff Mark Daniels from Cochise County, Arizona. We'll be back.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.